Yes, it's the Govers. It's quiz time, ladies. Yes, time for our Wash Day quiz. And today we have two contestants for Wash Day honors, Mrs. Smith and Mrs. Jones. Now, are you all ready for your questions, ladies?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, fine. Now, Mrs. Jones, you're first. I want you to tell me, how many kinds of wash do you have each wash day?
Well, I usually separate my wash into three kinds. The heavy work shirts and overalls, and then the white pieces, and next the rayon undies and fussy colored washables.
Oh, that's a fine answer. Now, Mrs. Smith, here's your question. To do these three kinds of wash, what soap would you use?
Well, I need a top soap for the heavy pieces, and for the nicer things, well, to be safe, I suppose I ought to use another soap.
Oh, but Mrs. Smith, there's a much easier way than that.
Really, Mrs. Jones, now whose question was that anyway? Yes, I know how to wash clothes.
Now, ladies.
Just the same, there's a new granulated soap called Dove that does everything in the wash.
Ladies,
what? You don't mean there's a granulated soap that I can trust with my rayon slips and get dirty overalls clean, too?
Sure, Dove does it. Just ask Mr. Fleming.
Well, as a matter of fact, Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Jones is right. Dove is a really new kind of granulated soap, and it does all three kinds of wash. Yes, Dove leaves your pretty rayon slips soft and bright. Yet this same Dove gets grimy work shirts clean and streaky towels white. Really dazzling white. Why, you've never seen more sparkling white washes anywhere than Dove gives you. And talk about easy. Why, no soap made gets clothes white easier than you Dove. Once you try it, you'll see Dove is a really new kind of granulated soap, not just a new improvement of an old soap. You've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it. Look for that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z Dove. It does everything in your wash. The Goldbergs. You know, sometimes we try so hard, we work with so much enthusiasm, and think with such logic that our noses are never lifted from that particular job. And then, one day, somehow, we look up and find that an old world has drifted away and a new one drifted in. This happened to Molly. She was in the midst of doing all she could for Mr. Way and Orianne. She tried, she talked, she maneuvered. And outside the little circle, there was a fog. And suddenly, little Seymour lifted the fog. He's going to enlist. And Molly saw that she had her life, too, Sammy. It's got her down a little, just a little. But then, of course, she has Jake, who never loses courage in his bullheaded way. But
Sammy's sleeping, sir.
He must be. It's late. Why, Molly?
Nothing.
Don't disturb him.
Must that disturb him? Please, engineers are important in this war now, aren't they?
Very, Molly, please, sir.
No, I know right there. There's a job to do, and it must be did. Not by some, but by all. The only wish I could do something here. Myself.
You have plenty to do in the home front, Molly.
Yes.
I mean it, Molly. Your maneuvering in your home strategy is needed also.
Jake, please.
Who in the whole world could do the things you do?
Jake, please.
You're not going to give up the campaign now, before you know who is going to marry who. You're not going to let Orianne marry Mr. Way. Are you going to surrender now, at a crucial point?
Jake.
Don't give up, Molly, till you see the whites of the ice.
Jake. Sam, he's taking the RO training in college now, huh, Jake?
Molly, did you forget that Mrs. Way is still in your parlor?
What's 40 bucks?
I suppose Orianne is coming indoors. You told Seymour to send her in. Come in, Orianne.
Seymour said you wanted me. Mrs. Goldberg?
Yes, Orianne.
Aren't you feeling well, Mrs. Goldberg?
It's very late, and Mrs. Goldberg is tired.
I'm sorry. Go inside, Orianne, and talk to Mrs. Way.
There isn't anything that I can...
There's plenty, Orianne. Go in and talk to her. And when you talk to her, remember that she's a person, too. Don't only talk out of your own feelings. She has feelings, too. She has a point of view, also. Quarrels would be shorter, and the pleasures in life would be longer. We could always try to remember that. Go. Go in, Orianne.
Oh,
You won that skirmish, Molly.
But please, don't fool with him now.
It'll be all right, Molly. It'll all come out all right. I'm rolling up my sleeves too, Molly, darling. I'm turning over all the facilities of the mill to the government. I'm going to enlist as a dollar a year man. Whatever we have, we'll live on for the duration.
I'm afraid we never agree on that, Mrs. Waite. I think I'm going to leave now, Mrs. Goldberg.
It's late.
Yes, very late, and I'm very tired.
Mrs. Way, I think it's about time we gave up trying to misunderstand each other.
I think I understand you, Orianne.
And I understand you. Your wedding present is too generous. But even if Edward doesn't appreciate it, the people who get their money back will.
And so will Edward.
It would have meant more before he went to prison. And I know why you are making the offer now. First, you want to prevent my marriage to him. And when that failed, you thought you'd quiet your own conscience by doing it. And at the same time, plant the seed of failure in our married life. You want him to keep thinking of how much you gave up. You want him to keep thinking of you.
Oh, yes.
I'm not angry. I'm merely speaking the truth.
It's not the truth at all. No matter what motives I had before, I don't have them now. I'm doing this for both of you, so that both of you can be happy. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to be happy about it either. You do as you like. I'm very tired of this whole thing. I'm still marrying your husband. I think you're protesting too much. You don't have to repeat every chance you get. I believe you. But I believe also that you really don't want to. Or else you wouldn't say it so often.
That sounds a little like Dr. Cater's words.
It wouldn't hurt you to listen to him. However, I don't think that I have anything more to do with this. I've done what I can. Good or bad. I feel clean of this whole thing, every bit of it.
I'm not going to be shamed into doing what I know is foolish. You can't tell me that you have turned over a new leaf in 10 minutes. It isn't done. You came here to hurt your husband, your former husband. You told me that yourself. You told me you hated him, you despised him. And now all of a sudden you want him to be happy.
You don't understand that. You don't understand anything. It's no use talking.
Pamela? Pamela, you're not sleeping?
No, I want to...
Wait, Pamela. You're going in the kitchen?
Yeah, I want to...
Wait, Pamela, I'll go with you.
Oh, don't bother me. Are you talking to Orianne and Mrs. Way?
No, there's nothing more I can say to them. Only maybe this. No. There's nothing more I can say to them. Everything that happened is clear. And what's left is their own selves. You have to know yourself. You have to be honest with what you really want. You have to know how much it's worth, how much you want to pay, what the cost is. Nobody can tell you that. Only you yourself. When it comes to taking things, it's easy to accept. Very easy. But when it comes to paying for them, when each joy is measured to the sacrifice of the whole world can't tell you if it's worthwhile. Only yourself. Come, Sandra, I'll go with you. Jake, come.
I think I'll leave now.
Just what do you want out of all this, Mrs. Wade?
I don't think you'd believe me if I told you.
How can I believe you? So don't tell me.
Tell me this. It's true, isn't it? But from the very beginning, all you felt towards Edward was pity for his misfortune. Pity for him because I had been so bitter and cruel. Sympathy for those years he spent in prison. It was that, wasn't it, that made you tell him you loved him?
Suppose it were.
Well, then, if it's true, you ought to know what I've done. I love Mr. Way. That's why I married him. And through all the years, that love was turned in on itself until it became as bitter and tasteless and horrible as anything could be that is spoiled forever. After you'd hoped for so much, wished for so much, and yearned for so much. It was out of that feeling that I acted the way I did. And now at last I'm tired of it. I'm weary of it, and I'm through with it. It's been like a fever which either kills or cures, and I'm cured. I've nothing left but what I once felt. A feeling as genuine and simple as the love I had for Edward. But he no longer loves me. It's you he loves. So I've decided to make him happy. Since I helped so much to make him unhappy.
That's why I'm paying off all those old things. That's the only reason. Good night.
But...
What else is there to say? I want him back. I can't have him.
But pity may seem enough to you, Oriane.
And when there's no love, pity may seem like it. But what you measure out to him every day in understanding and sympathy, what you give him drop by drop, because you have to think of it first, you have to say, I'm sorry for him. Here is so much. I could give him endlessly. I love him. I want him back. But I won't fight for him, since you want to help him too. Only, you don't know how. How could you? You don't love him. Good night.
And so Margaret Way is stronger and better because of Molly and also because of herself. And yet there remains the problem of her future, her husband's, and Oriane's. Has Molly heart enough to continue with her plans now that she knows with a new force the things that are happening on every hand? Now, here's a way to make 1942 a banner year for your dish pan. Yes, ma'am, just throw out those old-fashioned halfway soaps. I mean those mile bar soaps that keep you on speed, or those tough granulated soaps that are short on gentleness to your hands. Yep, such halfway soaps are way out of the picture now that new does it here. That brand new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And does has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Yes, your hands will really applaud the extra kindness does give them. They'll come out of the dishpan feeling beautifully soft and smooth. In fact, does is far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Yet no soap made can beat does for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough frying pan grease without any hard scouring. Why, you can tell the difference in Does right in the sun. So, ask for Does today. It has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Bird. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of washing.